Hi, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of Freedom from Addiction, Truth, Justice, Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. And I'm excited to welcome the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you?
Who should decide whether a child gets vaccinated, the governmental authority or the parent? This short podcast is from Dr. Betty Martini. Long email document. I've known Betty for years and find her medical researching abilities are phenomenal. She is the world's leading authority on getting rid of the most dangerous food and drug additive in existence today. That additive is aspartame. Now, you can archive this show and find podcasts that Betty and I have done on this terrible substance, which kills and injures millions of people. This personal correspondence that I got in a long email, you can receive it with your name and email address. You would request your copy at wynn@wynnhenderson.com. You spell my name W-I-N-N. Now let's get to the substance of this podcast. And even though Betty talked about blood transfusions and her Jehovah Witness beliefs about them, if you will think about the essence, you can see how it has a direct effect to what's happening today with respect to children being given an unproven, quote, vaccination, of which there can be no informed consent because all the things in the injection are not listed. In this email, Betty said, W. Glenn, who wrote Religious Medicine and Law, printed from the Canadian Bar Journal in October of 60, said, I like to use this quote, the greatest dangers to liberty lurk in the insidious encroachment of men of zeal, well-meaning, but without understanding. And that's a quote from Brandeis. On the issue of children, he says, the emotional view often taken on this subject would give a very quick reply. Take the child away from the parents and let the doctors use their own judgment. They know best. In fact, the issue is not just that simple. At what point do we just natural God-given control of children by their own parents who love them and have their welfare at heart shall be overruled? The substance of her email dealt with blood transfusions, but we're not going to get into that debate now. We're just going to say that the premise that scientists, politicians, media can and should control what is being done to our children according to their narrative should supersede the God-given right of parents to manage their children. Parents and patients have a perfect right to accept or reject any treatment offered. No doctor can be positive that a person, if he doesn't take a transfusion, or live if he does. The principle is an important one relating to the liberty of citizens. The same thing applies to any other medical treatment, right or wrong. People have a right to decide. So when you say, well, the CDC and the FDA and the WHO, using their own best judgment, which they change from time to time, supersedes God's judgment and the right given to parents to look after their children. I think that's a fallacy. And we should take our children's best interest at heart and make the best decision for them based on what we believe and what we feel. And that's the program for today, Neil.
Okay, that was Freedom from Addiction, Truth, Justice, Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. Take care.